خدا اے خدا دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آپ چاہیں ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، آپ چاہیں ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں۔
نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد، brothers, as I mentioned in the earlier majalis that these ashar, they are not Laila Majnun qissas, it is waaz, it is nasihat. Just as the recitation of Naat Sharif lights up the fire of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love in one's heart, listening to Naat Sharif or Madina Sharif, the person becomes desirous of going to Madina Sharif. Like that, when the person listens to the hamd of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, kalam of marifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, تجلیات of Allah تبارک و تعالی، احسانات، his gifts, his favors upon mankind. When we read, listen to those ashar, then it lights up the love of Allah تبارک و تعالی in one's heart. So this is not just poetry, it is waaz. And this majlis is for the purpose of islah. I've mentioned many times that don't come here for the purpose of increasing the knowledge. For that we have different majalis, tafsir classes, ahadith lessons, fazail-e-sadaqat, fazail-e-namaz, and all those kitabs which are read, and so many other programs which are held, bayans of Jumu'ah and other times. So there different issues are discussed. Whatever is the need of the hour. If it is Hajj that is coming, we'll speak on Hajj. If it is Zakat Masail, we'll talk on that. If Nikah Talaq problems, then we'll talk on that. Marriage time, some wedding is taking place here, or some Nikah is taking place, and we'll speak on something about Nikah. But this majlis is to develop that steam in our hearts. How they burn wood and coal. Those days, the steam engines, that's what they used to do. Put coal, burn the fire, and then it's to heat up the water. And the steam, the greater the steam, the bigger the engine, and the more the compartments it used to push. If there's no steam, then the engine is there, and all the compartments are also there, flat. Nothing is moving, because there's no steam in the engine. And if the steam is in the engine, but the compartments are not attached properly, then too there's nothing happens to those compartments. Sometimes you have first class compartments, second class, and third class. But they're not attached to the engine. Now the engine has got a lot of steam, but the compartments are not attached. So they don't move anywhere. They remain where they are. The engine will run away. So there's a need for the engine to have steam, and there's a need for the compartments to be attached to that engine. Then even if it is a third class coach like us, but if we attach ourselves to those people who have taqwa in their hearts, those people who have Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifat and yaqeen and muhabbat, those people whose hearts are filled with the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where the waves of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala are flowing all the time, that is that steam. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere behre gham ka kinara nahi hai. So when we attach ourselves firmly to those people who have attached themselves to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so then what happens is that we also get pulled along with them, because they've got that steam of Allah Ta'ala's love and muhabbat. But then we have to be firmly attached. If there is a loose attachment, then that coach will get left behind again. But even if it's a third class coach like us, but we attach ourselves firmly, that means we make amal on the talimat. That is what attachment means. Not just singing praises, my shaykh is the best in the world. When you make amal on the talimat, so then what happens is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes even the third class coach. Because that third class coach also is attached to that first class coach. Then wherever the first class coach is going to go, same place the third one is going to go. It's not that one will reach Cape Town, the other one will reach Johannesburg. It will take them to the same destination. Therefore they say, one thorn was complaining that I have got no position in society. It's an example Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives, that the thorn was complaining that I've got no position in society. People disregard me, they reject me, they treat me with humiliation, they trample upon me, they throw me in the dirt bin, all those kind of complaints. So the thorn was told, get under the petal of a rose flower. Then when that rose flower will go to the court of the king, then you, O thorn, will also go to the court of the king. You will also go to the palace of the king, because you remained there. Then they are not going to cut those thorns out. Have you heard anybody that when he's sending rose flowers somewhere, then first he nips out all the thorns under the petal, they stay there. The whole stem goes there. So he says, do like that, then you will also get respect. You will also go to the palace of the king. With that example, what lesson does he teach? That we have to attach ourselves very, very firmly and strongly to those people who have got taqwa in their hearts. And there's no shortage of them in the world, we have to search for them. But those who have got such kind of ma'rifat and yaqeen and muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then the attachment to them, it'll take us along also. Because they have got that steam, they are the engine. How easy Allah Ta'ala made it for us, we must just attach ourselves. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. And that is how the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, they gained the fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sohbat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, it transferred into their lives. When a person used to look at a Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he could see the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in that Sahabi's life. They didn't have to go and read books for that. The Sahabi himself was a book of Islam. If you wanted to see taqwa, you see it in his life. If you want to see qana'at, contentment, you see it in his life. If you want to see tawakkul, trust in Allah Ta'ala, you see it in his life. If you want to see zuhad, you see it in his life. If you want to see ibadat, you see it in his life. If you want to see crying before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you see it in his life. And if you want to see jihad, you see it in his life. If you want to see the propagation of deen, you see it in his life. Amar bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar, you see it in his life. Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did, you could see it in the life of the companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why that title sahabi, ashabi kan nujum, bi ayyim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. Ashabi, my companions. Allah Ta'ala also used that word in the Quran Sharif. In the Ahadith Sharif, the same word is used. Yet they were mujahideen. They were people who knew tafsir. They learned from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They were namazis. They kept fast. And they made hajj. They were hajis. They were great ulama. Who could be greater ulama than them? But yet the title was sahabi. Ashabi. That is Allah Ta'ala's system. So that firm attachment. So when we listen to these ashar, then it is intended to light up that love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. That muhabbat. That is what we are lacking today, that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes we do certain things, but out of fear. If I don't get up for my fajr salat, then azab in jahannam. If I don't give my zakat, then that wealth will be turned into huge serpents and then it will bite and say, ana kanzuk, ana maluk. So now with that fear of that is what will happen. So that's why let me give zakat. If I don't fast, then this is the azab that has been mentioned in the hadith sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If I don't go for hajj, then this is the punishment that I will get in the akhirah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whether the person dies as a Christian or a Jew, I don't care. If that person hajj was farz and is not making it, just give you the meaning. So now the person is going for hajj, preparation for hajj. Why? Because I don't want to suffer that punishment. So that is all like the person is doing things by force. There's a kind of a pressure, there's a kind of a mountain on his head. He's not enjoying it. He's not looking forward to it. There's no passion for it. It's not a passion that the person has. How many times I gave the example of these marathon runners, 84 kilometers, and some places they run 100, and some places 200, and some cyclists are cycling from here till Cape Town, and some are cycling 2000 kilometers. Now all those people, what is it that makes them do that early part of the morning, late part of the night, but it's a passion that they just have got a passion for it. All the world can tell them that there are so many dangers and so much of risks and so much of hijackings and murders and killings and where you want to take chance. They are not concerned. How many times I mentioned about the Everest mountain. How many people went to rest forever. But still, people are climbing and climbing and climbing. No matter how many incidents you place before them, why look, that person also died, that person died, that person never returned. They might not have returned, but inshallah I will return. But I want to be there right on top. And if he's not a Muslim, he won't even say inshallah. But he wants to be there so that he may be photographed. And everybody wants to break a record so that his name comes in the book of Guinness. Break records. So what is it? It's a passion. So like that, the Muslim Ummah today does not seem to have a passion for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love. There's no in the fulfillment of Allah Ta'ala's ahkam, there's no passion. It's not like we desirous to do good deeds. That the person is desirous that before I leave this world, let me take with me a nice, substantial amount of good deeds with me. And then he's enjoying it. Why? Because I'm pleasing my Allah. Everybody wants to please his beloved. And those illicit beloveds, they have never come to them for the help of anyone. In the grave, has any illicit beloved helped anyone? Even in this world, how many of them have turned their backs? How many of them have become the means of the shooting and the killing of those same people that they were proclaiming love for? Nobody. It's only Allah Ta'ala who loves His servants. And He is the one who is going to help us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. So, do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. Aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Person cannot get the enjoyment of both the worlds. Though jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. Meaning that those who have got Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, those who sense Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's noor in tajalliyat around them. Those who are obeying Allah Ta'ala, and with love they are doing it. That is my Allah. It is my duty to please Him. I love my Allah, for He is so kind to me. Look at all the ni'mats and bounties. So many ni'mats we don't even think of. So many ni'mats which we use every day, we don't even think of it, that it's a ni'mat and a bounty until it is snatched away. When there was load shedding that time, everybody was appreciating light. Load shedding goes, then we forget that it's a great ni'mat of Allah. Water restrictions, everybody appreciates. Water restrictions go, we forget it's a ni'mat. Now these are, at least we think of them as some kind of ni'mat, but there are so many things in our bodies, so many parts of our bodies which are great, great ni'mat, but we don't even consider it as ni'mat. So much so that this very moment that I am speaking to you and you are understanding what I am talking, that is such a ni'mat. Go to a strange country where you don't know their language, they don't know your language. He's only Chinese there and they only know Chinese. They don't know English. They don't know Urdu. They don't know Afrikaans. Now they speak to you, you speak to them. Nobody understands anything. That time we appreciate this ni'mat, that you're speaking in a language that this person can understand. Look, one time in our country, those two people came. One was reputed to be the tallest person in the world, and the other was the shortest person. Now both of them, one so tall that he has to sit in a kombi. They remove the two seats in the front, then he stretches his leg from here till there. In the aeroplane also, they have to remove that front seat. They have to book 2-3 seats so that he may be able to stretch his legs. And the other one was so small that it was a problem to climb, to go here, there. Now at that time, I just thought, Ya Allah, to be of average height, what a great ni'mat it is. What a great ni'mat it is to be of average height. Can you imagine if we were like that? But for them, Allah Ta'ala made the same thing a means of their livelihood. That there were shows everywhere they go, and they say there'll be a show. And 5,000 rand, 10,000 rand for their display. The tallest man, shortest man, so now they're being paid for display of their height and their shortness. So it became a means of their livelihood. But the fact is that how much of difficulty they were experiencing. Ask those people who had invited them. What a great difficulty it was. Even the bed. She can't find a bed. So that is why we are saying that there are lots of ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That heart, oh my beloved Allah, which does not have your love in it, that gham means love, that pain of Allah Ta'ala's love. We can't express it in words. There is no such thing as expression in words. We want to understand it through words. How can we understand it? I don't know. Now, this must be the 120th time that Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, what he says. He says that when the fragrance of your muhabbat of Allah comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to put a description onto that muhabbat. There's no vocab. It's an experience. Do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi. If that heart hasn't got your gham, then he doesn't enjoy the ni'mats of both the worlds. That means those hearts which have got your gham, your muhabbat, your love, then they have got the maza and the enjoyment of both the worlds. Now that person who is enjoying the sweetness of this qurb of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it is as if he's enjoying the best of both worlds, then will that person then go towards prostitute quarters, rave clubs, discos, cinemas, or make hi, I wish I was also there, hi, what is mistake I made that I chose this path where I have to keep a beard and wear kurta and topi, and now I can't go to those haram places. My friends are still there in the discos. They are dancing and jumping and singing like monkeys. And I am left out. So will that person ever think like that? He's not going to have that kind of hasrat in his heart. There will be no hasrat in his heart. He will be expressing great shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that you took me out from that filth and you brought me into fragrance. He will make shukr of Allah ta'ala. Oh Allah, what would have been my life if I had been in that filth and my death had come in that state? How much of your ihsan upon me that you took me out from those areas of filth and sin. I'm saying this because in the month of July we are tempted. Young people are tempted. Because they have come from those backgrounds. Many of them were there in those places where all these things are happening. So now they write that sometimes that music starts tempting, sometimes this starts tempting, sometimes all the advertisement starts tempting. What do we do? What do we do? It shows that there's a weakness in that person's iman still. And he has not as yet enjoyed that closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Just the thought coming is not a problem. We can't stop those thoughts. Our minds are national highways. I've given that example that if you travel from here to Pietermaritzburg or Johannesburg, sometimes on the road, on the national highway, you'll find a truck of pigs there too. And that's the time if you're traveling with your wife or children, that they'll say, press the accelerator down, speed, take over this truck. We don't want to follow these dirty, filthy animals. But you can't stop that truck. You can't tell the truck driver, look, you have no right to drive on this highway. He's paid his license for the truck. So we can't stop him. He's got a right to go through. But we're not going to stop him, or we're not going to entertain those thoughts. We're not going to say, right now, keep watching and enjoy the filthy scene there. We just want to get out of it quickly. So like that, if thoughts come, let them go past. Don't entertain them. Don't lay a dastarkhan for them. Don't welcome them. Don't say, I was waiting for you. You're coming after so long. And now I will keep you in my heart. And that is objectionable. Khayal ka aana bura nahi hai. Mana bhi nahi hai. Khayal ka lana bura hai. To bring it. That is wrong. So, do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That person will never enjoy the goodness and the happiness and of both the worlds. He won't get that taste if he does not have the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. That pain of Allah Ta'ala's love. Where he becomes oblivious of everything else after that. But he doesn't become oblivious of the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. He still fulfills the rights of the wives too, and the children too, and he runs his business too, and he goes for walimas and weddings too, and he conducts every affair of his in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah, that is all. It's not that he becomes a hermit, or he goes away to the mountain top, or he has to go and dig one grave in the Brook Street Cemetery and sleep there, nothing like that. They will remain normal human beings. Just that they won't disobey Allah Ta'ala. But there are times when they are not occupied in other things, and at that time when they close their eyes, or when they just make some muraqabah, or when they go into deep pondering over Allah Ta'ala's creation, and His greatness, and His ni'mats, then the enjoyment that they get, the kings of the world don't have that enjoyment. دنیا کے مشغلوں میں بھی وہ باخدا رہے وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کے بھی سب سے جدا رہے. مولانا منصور الحق صاحب دامت برکاتہم, مولانا فامل صاحب انکل ون ڈی ٹول حضرت, با وضو رہنا کبھی ذرا مشکل ہوتا ہے. ٹو یو مین با وضو, اسٹے ان اسٹیٹ آف وضو آل دا ٹائم. وی ٹرائی بٹ سم ٹائم از ڈیفیکلٹ, یو کانٹ اسٹے ان وضو. So he said, Bawazu raho ya na raho. Allah Ta'ala won't question you on the day of Qiyamah, then why didn't you stay in wuzu all the time? Lekin ba khuda raho. Bawazu raho ke na raho. Lekin ba khuda raho. Stay with Allah all the time. So dunya ke mashghalo mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. That they were conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching every move and every action of mine. Every deal of mine. وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کے بھی سب سے جدا رہے. Person can be sitting amongst the 3 million people that are in Hajj, or 4 million people, and you can still be with Allah Ta'ala in the Haram Sharif. Go sit and just focus and put our minds and heads right, and then see. You won't even know who's sitting on your right or left or in front and who's behind you, nothing. The mind is gone. It is as if with that Kaabatullah Sharif, those birds that fly there, you also gone and flying round and round. Or you're going right up. The person will be on the farsh, but his heart will be on the arsh. So, do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. With what pain he says, ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That clearly shows that he is experiencing it. Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum, Arif Billah, Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab, my Shaykh and Murshid, in his ashar, you can see that the person has experienced what he is saying there. We haven't experienced, that's why we don't understand it. That's why he said, ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil, meaning that Allah Ta'ala blessed him with that gham. Therefore, he is aware of what he is talking about. He is not just malfuzat. Uske baad kya hai? Phir suna dijiye do ashar.
Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, ah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi.
Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Allah Ta'ala, as my Shaykh says, is extending his hand of friendship. He's saying, I want to make you my wali. I want to make you my friend. Was Allah Ta'ala in need of making us his walis? Allah Ta'ala says, you develop taqwa and I make you my wali. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Oh Allah, if you love us, then this is your ihsan and your fazl upon us. Otherwise, we are not worthy of being loved by you, oh Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabi. Yuhib. Allah Ta'ala loves those people who make tawbah. Now again Allah Ta'ala is showing his love. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's footsteps and you'll become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. If you want Allah Ta'ala's love, then that is the way. But so many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is talking about his love for us. If we have to implement in our life taqwa, ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now we're really deserving to be loved by Allah Ta'ala. How loving he is. How loving Allah Ta'ala is. How merciful he is. How kind and compassionate he is. Clearly indicates Allah Ta'ala wants to see us go to Jannat. For whom has he created all these ni'mats? So much of ni'mats in Jannat. Why has he created them? So for a few years of life, and that too not difficult things to do, simple little things to do. The main effort that we have to make is stay away from haram. Because it is harmful. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to be harmed. Again, it is his love for us that he does not want us to be harmed. Therefore, he has made certain things haram. Out of love for us. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Ya Allah, where were we deserving to be loved by you? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love for his ummah, were we deserving of that love? Look at the love that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shows for his ummah. And then we can extend that meaning to so many different things. So, aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahane ke to qabil nahi. Sometimes some Allah wala's dearly love us. And they express great love in their letters to us. Or they mention it in the gathering. Mujhe unse bahut muhabbat hai. Now are we deserving of that kind of love? Who is it that put the love in their hearts? Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahane ke to qabil nahi.
Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Sohbate ahel dil jisne paayi na ho, sohbate ahel dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. Uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. Sohbate ahel dil jisne paayi na ho, sohbate ahel dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi.
Sohbate ahel dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. Person who hasn't had the company of the righteous, of the pious, of the Allah walas, his heart is in a state of restlessness. He has given his heart to sensual beauties. Sensual love is in his heart. And all the kinds of beauties that are on the streets, all the different beauties that are in his heart. Then can you call that heart a heart? That heart which was for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala blessed us with heart and He created this commodity ingredient of love. So the heart was to be given to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The love of everything else was supposed to be because of the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Love of one's parents, one's business, one's wife, one's children. Nobody stops us. We must love all those things. But first the love of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore if there's a conflict or if there is a kind of a tug of war, one side the nafs is demanding that you must do this and do that, and one side is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, then he will break and shatter the desires of his nafs to smithereens. And he'll say, my love for Allah Ta'ala demands that I please my Allah and I don't care what happens to the nafs. Now look at how the nafs comes in different angles. Probably that young person could be sitting here too, I don't know who he is. So nobody knows either, I too don't know. But the person says that I was in love with some young girl, and after that, listening to your talks and listening to your programs and attending the majalis, alhamdulillah, great changes came in my life, but he said, now that girl is going on that I can't do without you, and if you're not going to talk to me, you're not going to write to me, you're not going to SMS me, then she's falling sick. And I said, so now the compassion and mercy comes in the heart. Why? Because somebody is going to fall sick. If you're not going to write to her, not going to SMS her, not going to talk to her, then she'll fall sick. And some girls even threaten that I'll commit suicide. So I tell that person, when she says, I'll commit suicide, must ask what length of rope you require. and what time will it be taking place? Let her commit suicide so that you don't have to go into Jahannam. What is worse? And most of the time it is just threat. And even if she dies, or if she falls very sick and ill, is it your responsibility? Please, your Allah. Allah Ta'ala's hukam is that it is haram. Stay away. So create an argument with that girl. Or the best thing is just write to her that I regret and I'm very sorry to state that now I'm dearly in love with someone else. And see how angry she gets. Now you must take the meaning that someone else is my Allah. You must take that meaning that I'm in love with my Allah now. So the hatred of this sensual love has come into my heart. And distance yourself, you'll find peace, you'll find sukoon in your life. Otherwise it'll bring nothing but restlessness. So uska dil dil nahi, uska gham gham nahi. Their worries, their concerns, their love, everything, there's nothing that you can talk about. It is, and even their hearts, you can't call them ahle dil. The monkeys have dil. Donkeys have heart. Figs have heart. But nobody has called them up till now ahle dil. Has anybody said those monkeys in Burman bush, kaise ahle dil log hai wo? Unki sohbat mein agar koi ek chilla guzar de, to wo bhi bada monkey ban jaye. Their sohbat, what will you become? So ahle dil is ahle dil. Allah walas are the only one of ahle dil. Their hearts we can't understand. Because their human bodies are like our bodies. They have the same hands, feet, eyes, ears, figure. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah says, go to the graveyard. Go to the graveyard. Some place where some non-Muslim disbeliever in Allah Ta'ala is buried. And outside on his grave you find lots of flowers and lots of decoration. And then go to some Allahwala's grave. Go to Jannatul Baqi. Go to Baqir and see. There's nothing, there's simple sand. But beneath there what is happening? This side there's nothing but azab there, there's fire there. And this side is gardens there. From the outside they both look the same. So uska dil dil nahi, uska gham gham nahi. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil. Allah Ta'ala gives it in a capsule form. And it's not that they don't go through difficulties or hardship or tests and trials. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. Who could have gone through more difficulties, more hardship and more problems than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? But did it affect his tranquility? Did it affect his relationship with Allah Ta'ala? Or did it increase it? That is the difference. Uska dil dil nahi, uska gham gham nahi. So now we have to make the choice. Do we want to be ahle dil or we don't want to be? If we don't wish to be, so then live a life of restlessness, anxieties, destruction, all kinds of worries. That is what we will get at the end of the day. What does a person get in haram?
Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, ah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, jis jagah aapka قرب ملتا نہ ہو, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں.
جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں. او اللہ, wherever I do not get your قرب, your محبت, your معرفت, your closeness, then irrespective of what that place is like, even though it may be a destination that I'm heading for, but it's not my destination. That place will never bring me happiness, joy and satisfaction in my life if I am not going to be able to get your closeness in that mahfil, in that majlis, in that area, in that city, in that town, in that place, in that country, wherever it is. If a person is going there and is not going to get, he says, if I'm not going to get your closeness, if you are not with me, if your happiness, in other words, is not going to be attained, then that's not my manzil. Others can go there if they want to. That's their business. But I'm not going to consider that as my destination. I'm not going to consider that as my goal. Lots of people made hijrat from here. They went to other countries. But they took with them all the evils. No namaz even there. No roza, no zakat. So many of them. I think I mentioned once that we went for gush with one in the 1980s. Early 80s or late 70s in England. So one of the Sathis, he said that there is a person here who I know very well and we'll go and meet him. And he was from my town. So he said, let's go. So we went there. First I told him, I said, this part of the morning, what you're going there? He said, no, he's so close to me and so friendly that we'll have some breakfast with him too. So now when you're in Safar, then you think that at least you'll get some hot tea and biscuits. So when there, one little girl came out. So whose daughter? So she mentioned the same person. He says, what have you got for breakfast today? He said, bacon and eggs. We disappeared faster than we arrived. So now, is that hijrat? Is that hijrat? Can we say that they found Allah Ta'ala there? We made hijrat from this country because of apartheid, so they found Allah Ta'ala there. So, jis jagah tera qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi ho meri manzil nahi. Wherever I go, Allah, if I get your qurb, your muhabbat, your closeness, then that is my manzil. That's my goal. Otherwise, I'm not going to go.
Do jahan ka maza, usko hasil nahi. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں.
غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. And the person gives his heart to غیر حق, so then how can he be having the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart? He has already given his heart to ghayra haq. Giving one's heart to one's wife, one's children, one's parents and all those things within the parameters of sharia, that is not ghayra haq. It is not ghayr. Talking about where the person is giving his heart to anything that Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have made haram. He has given his heart to the disco, to the rave club, to the cinema, to the porn sites on the internet. He has given his heart because that's why he's going repeatedly there. If he had not given his heart, would he go repeatedly? When you give your heart to something, so then you want to go repeatedly in that direction. So he's given his heart to illicit beloveds. So that's why he's going repeatedly there. He's given his heart to the casino, therefore every weekend he's looking forward to going there. Because he's given his heart. So now when the heart is not there anymore, it's gone. And they say that to the that my heart is gone. I gave my heart to so and so. Or my heart is stolen. I think I mentioned that once when the cricket team came here, Pakistani cricket team. So one person, he had a complimentary ticket, so he forced his wife, although she doesn't go to such places, but took her to the cricket ground also. And there shaitan and nafs with everybody. So her heart went away. Now she's only fantasizing about the cricketer and all the time, nothing but cricketer, the one that she admired in her sajda, in her namaz, in everything, she's only seeing him. And now she got worried. She said, that cricketer stole my heart. So I said, go and report to the police station. Stole your heart, then go and report at the police station. Who asked you to go there? Then give her some way out of it. So this heart, the person who doesn't have Allah Ta'ala in his heart, he's given it to ghayr haq. Then he can't be hamil of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat.
Do jahan ka maza, usko hasil nahi. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دوہل کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دوہل بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں
So, he says, I'm announcing it. As we say, shouting at the top of his voice, like that. Open announcement, clear announcement. No ambiguity in the announcement. That there is no show for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. There is no kinara. تو سفینہ بڑھائے چلا جا ڈوبنے کی نہ کچھ فکر فرما غم کے دریا میں خضر محبت صرف طوفاں ہے ساحل نہیں ہے عشق کی راہ پر چلنے والوں عشق کی کوئی منزل نہیں ہے عشق کی راہ پر چلنے والوں عشق کی کوئی منزل نہیں ہے राह में तक के जो बैठ जाए, राह में तक के जो बैठ जाए वो इस सफर के काबिल नहीं है. In this road to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ishq and muhabbat of Allah ta'ala. You can't say I got tired, after 2 days I'm tired, after 1 month I'm tired, after 1 year I'm tired. How long must I carry on making namaz? How long must I keep on making zikr and tilawat? How long must I keep on controlling my gaze? How long, how long? So then is that person worthy of this safar? Will we say he's an ashiq? What kind of ishq is that? Person got proposed to the prettiest of all women and now he started preparation because the marriage is after 6 months. Now after 1 month he says, I'm tired now in the preparation. After 2 months he says, I'm tired. Or 1 day before the wedding he says, I'm tired, I'm going to sleep now. Will we say, was he an ashik of that woman? So ishq ki raah par chalne wala. Ishq ki koi manzil nahi. Allah Ta'ala is, there's no limit. Allah Ta'ala is not mahdood. Ocean of Allah Ta'ala's love. Hazrat, that poetry really, really describes it. Samandar ka sahil, paharon ka daman, बजुज आह के कुछ हमारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है. नहीं खत्म होती है मौजे मुसलसल, नहीं खत्म होती ए मौजे मुसलसल, नहीं खत्म होती ए मौजे मुसलसल, मेरे बहर गम का किनारा नहीं है. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيون غفار الذنوب الله. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate loving Allah, most beneficent, most merciful, most tolerant Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. There is no one for us besides you. There is no one for us besides you. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Our lives in your control, the ground on which we walk in your control, our homes in your control, the heaven and the earth in your control, our sight, our hearing, our speech in your control. Your ihsanat and your ni'mats and your bounties and your gifts and your favors upon us, unlimited, my beloved Allah. How loving you are, how loving you are, how nalayiq we are, oh my Allah. How ungrateful, my beloved Allah, we are that we use your given ni'mats, your bounties, your favors for your disobedience day and night. The great bounty of sight for your disobedience, the great bounty of hearing and speech for your disobedience, ni'mats of wealth for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, the strength in our body we use for your disobedience. Hum gunegar hai, we are acknowledging, my Allah, that we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. There's no one more sinful than us, my beloved Allah. The problems of the world are because of our sins, my Allah. Forgive us and forgive the entire mankind. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You dearly love forgiveness of sins, my beloved Allah. Those who turn towards you with repentance. Those who express shame. Those who are ashamed of the sins that they have committed in their lives. You dearly love forgiveness of their sins, my Allah. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are indeed acknowledging. My beloved Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go, my beloved Allah? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar tu ne nigahe rahmat pher li, to mere khuda, tu bata ke phir hum gande jaye kaha. Make us yours and become ours. Make a decision, my beloved Allah, to make us yours and become ours. Give us a taste of your ma'rifat, of yaqeen in you, of your muhabbat, of tawakkul and trust in you. My beloved Allah, bless us with your closeness, bless us with your muhabbat, bless us with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us so much muhabbat that it becomes extremely easy to do everything that is pleasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It becomes extremely easy to distance ourselves from everything displeasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, mere Allah, we have become tired of sins ourselves. Day and night committing sins, we too have become tired. How long are we going to walk in the path of sins? Change the direction of our lives, my beloved Allah. Change the direction of our lives. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. How long, my Allah? Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Ya Allah, come to our assistance. Come to our assistance. Come to our assistance. With your power of jazz, make us yours. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of arrogance, of pride, of envy and jealousy. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make their children righteous and pious. Make each and every one obedient to you. My beloved Allah, those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, discos, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Don't let the angel of death visit anyone, my Allah, in any kind of haram establishment or sin. When the time for death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with Burial in Baqi. Throughout the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being harassed. Ya Allah, assist and help the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless all the zalims with hidayat. Bless them with iman and Islam. Ya Allah, make them worthy of entry into Jannat. But if they have made up their minds, they will continue with the persecution, tyranny, torture, oppression and suppression. Then remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Samud. Ya Allah, in zalim ko khatam farma, barbaad farma. Musalmanon ko ek bana aur nek bana. unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the diseases, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, remove their pain, their suffering, their difficulties, their hardships. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.